In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today's epistle, St. Paul tells us to be wise to be wise as we walk. He says, see to it that you walk with care, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Now, when he says the days are evil, he means in this world. The days in this world, of course, are evil. Everything in this world, we have a mixture of good and evil. And he says, be wise. Realize what's going on in the world. Make the most of your time. What does that mean? That means do not waste your time with vanities and the things of the world. But recognize. Have wisdom. Look to God. What is wisdom? It's a word that we use a lot. You hear it a lot in society. What is wisdom? Wisdom is seeing God as the end and the beginning of all things. That is true wisdom. So what St. Paul is saying is, as we walk, as we carry ourselves in our life, we should try to see God as the origin and of everything we have, and as the end for all that we do. We should do everything. Ultimately, we should connect it back to God and recognize that. That is true wisdom. And that's why he then says, make the most of your time. Because it's when we connect things back to God, we recognize we do things for God, then we're making the most of it because we're glorifying God because of that. And he ends that little passage with, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. That is wisdom. Now there's another kind of wisdom, and that is the wisdom of the world. That is something completely different. It doesn't look to God as the beginning or the end, but looks to our circumstances here in the world, and the person who is wise in the ways of the world will know how to manipulate things or do things or say things to get what they want. They'll say things specifically so that maybe a person would misunderstand them, but misunderstand them in the way that the original person wants in order to get the person to believe something or do something they want. And then when the person realizes they've been either used or misunderstood, they'll go back to the original person and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, you understood it that way. I didn't mean it that way. I meant it this other way. And the truth then comes out. That's the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world is looking at this world and making this world the end, as opposed to the wisdom of God. Now, this passage reminds me of an historic event that occurred this week. It was the vice presidential debates. Now, the moderator recognized it as a historic event. And she even said so towards the end. She mentioned about how this is the first time ever in the presidential election we had two candidates who were both Catholics. Both the vice president, our current vice president Biden, is a Catholic, and the vice president who's opposing him, Paul Ryan, is also a Catholic. And she asked a question specifically to them about their Catholicism. And she asked them, how is your Catholicism influenced you or shaped you in your beliefs, especially in regards to abortion? Now, I'm paraphrasing here of the question and also the answers. Paul Ryan spoke about how his faith led him to understand about life. Life begins at conception. And he told the story about how when his wife was pregnant with their first child at 4 weeks old, when the child was 4 weeks old, they went to get a sonogram. And he said, and we saw on the screen this little thing the size of a bean. He said it had a heartbeat. And that was my daughter. He said, I recognize that life then begins at conception. Paul Ryan went on to speak about a few other things And then it was Joe Biden's turn to respond. Our vice president then invoked what is sometimes called the Cuomo defense, named after Governor Mario Cuomo, who was governor of New York back in the 70s and 80s. And he was also a Catholic. And he was actually anti-life, supported abortion. And the position is this, and the vice president quoted it almost exactly. He said, well, I have a great love for my faith, and I believe in my faith. However, as an elected official, I do not believe that I should impose my beliefs upon other people. Therefore, I am not following the church on this issue, but he's actually for abortion. That is what Governor Cuomo said, and that's what many elected officials say these days. Well, I am personally against it, but I don't believe I can take my personal beliefs and force them upon other people. This position has been condemned many times within the church. The Cuomo defense, Mario Cuomo and others have used it. And Joe Biden on the national stage basically did that also. If we believe that the church teaches the truth, then it's the truth. If we believe that the church says life begins at conception, and that life has a right to that life, and it is our duty to protect it, then that's the truth. We should be willing to die for that truth. And yet, our vice president doesn't believe that. What he did was actually invoke the wisdom of the world. He really wasn't connecting things back to God or his faith. He was looking at the world and the things of the world and was giving a worldly argument. And during this campaign season, this presidential election, we need to recognize this in the whole campaign. Everything is about worldly wisdom, or almost everything we hear. When we think about it, these issues of life, the arguments that we are hearing are always about worldly wisdom, about the economy, about taxes, about foreign affairs and foreign policy and domestic policy. It is all the arguments, or almost all the arguments, connect back and make the world its end. Nobody ever truly connects things back to God, either in the beginning or as its end. They always connect it back to what I can get or what you can get, and then that's it. The election is about worldly principles and worldly wisdom. But Congressman Ryan, in that debate, gave an answer that is probably the only answer I've heard so far that comes close to true wisdom. He spoke about how his faith informs him, and he sat on a stage with 60 million people watching him and stood up for the faith, connected it back to God. That is wisdom. We'll say the beginning of wisdom. He didn't quite seal the deal, but I think everybody understood what he was saying. So during this season, we need to remember that although we have this candidate and that candidate and this candidate here, we may like better and we may recognize, well, he actually espouses or holds to the things of the faith better, and so I should vote for him. And every Catholic should, we have the duty to vote, even though we're not legally required to vote. In other countries, you are legally required. Here, we're not. But still, as Catholics, we have the duty to vote. And it is our duty to look at the candidates and vote for the candidates, which, of course, embrace or come close to embracing the Catholic faith. But let us not be deceived what the candidates really say. Oftentimes, it's really about worldly wisdom. And we shouldn't get too drawn in to a political party or a political candidate. We need to recognize that. You know, last week I spoke about Our Lady of Nicaragua, an apparition that almost nobody has heard of. And Our Lady knows what's going on in the world. You know, oftentimes we think she's kind of floating in heaven and kind of appears every now and then and basically keeps a hands-off approach. No, she knows what's going on. She knows our lives. She knows what's happening. God tells her so that she can pray for us. And when she appears, she doesn't talk about the worldly wisdom, about economics or foreign policy or anything like that. What does she say? She connects things back to God. At that apparition, she talked about how everyone should pray the rosary. She spoke about peace. If we want real peace, it has to begin with us. And that we should renew the first Saturdays. She had true wisdom and connects things back to God. What is our end in this life? It is God, not the worldly things. And so, what should we do? First of all, we should be praying as Our Lady asked us to, but also maybe pray for these candidates. Although we can't judge their souls, I would say that our Vice President Joe Biden is definitely in need of some prayers. But also we should recognize and take heed of what St. Paul says. We should recognize this world. What does he say? See to it that you walk with care, not as unwise but wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. Giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.